AlkaVision.com today.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, all the nooks and crannies in between, including those off our shores here in America. Fresh off of the holiday for some, Martin Luther King Day. A lot of people were off. Certainly if you worked for any governmental agency, you had the day off. But there were a lot of others as well, bankers, etc. It is a national holiday. The nation observes the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and thousands of people do something that I think is actually pretty cool. I say thumbs up and give yourself a pat on the back if you did this. It's good anyway. But volunteering for various service-type projects, and now in the wake of what happened in Tucson, I think it was one of those moments where more people paid attention perhaps to the words of Martin Luther King Jr. when he blurted them out on the mall to thousands and thousands and thousands of people, the I Have a Dream speech. How far have we come since he made that speech in the 60s? It's a good question, and it's a tough question to answer. Because I think you look in certain corners and certain places in our world and think, yeah, we've come a long way. Then you look at other things that are happening and you just shake your head and say, I cannot believe it. And I think Martin Luther King Jr. would be probably disappointed in some things and probably elated in others. Let's put it that way. Healthcare has some people on edge and some people asking, what's the big deal? It really is split, I guess, among folks who are working, those who have retired, those who are new to the game, and to people who have a small business and are trying to provide insurance for the people who work for them and are having a tough time. So now, the plan is a vote to repeal health care this week. In fact, on Wednesday, the opposition to the law is at 30%, according to the AP poll. We were talking about this the other day. That's the lowest level that it's been since going back to September of 2009. To be sure, like I mentioned, the nation is absolutely divided over the law, but the intensity, I guess, of the opposition might have diminished a little bit. The new law expands coverage to supposedly 30 million uninsured folks and would require for the first time one that really sticks in a lot of our craws, that most people in the United States carry health insurance. So 40% of the people surveyed support the law, 41 oppose it. That's split. That's everything that we've seen and read and other polls that we've talked about. It's pretty much been the same story. And I talked about this before. I think I've told you some of these, gone through some of these numbers. It just depends. You know, this is the thing. Healthcare is personal. Healthcare affects every single one of us for different reasons. Whether you have children and it's impossible, the cost is ridiculous to try to insure them, the pre-existing condition deal, which used to be awful for people and would knock them out of the game and their whole lives they did nothing but pay their premiums. That, I think, is the good part of this law. Regardless, everyone has an opinion because every single one of us in some way is affected by it. A lot of people like the fact, and I don't know that there'd be big arguments on this either from the Republicans. I think they would say keep this in too. A lot of people like the fact that if you have a child and you can afford it and they're starting off in their careers or doing whatever it is they're doing, and can't afford insurance, they can be on your plan until they turn 26, which is good for people getting out of school, trying to pay back loans, starting off low on the totem pole. If they can even find a job, it's that bad since we're almost at 10% unemployment. So to be sure, there are parts of it. I think that almost everybody would agree on the pre-existing conditions I already mentioned, and that would be a big one for most people. Now, this tug of war over health care is not ended with the call of the repeal or changing the law and all that stuff. So in Washington, there are many who know, ooh, we got to make sure this barrier is tough. We can't let this dam of criticism to repeal this and rip this open and everything. We can't let anything get in here. So there, in Washington, there are two things happening. One, pushing to repeal or change or pull some of the stuff out of what the current law is. And the other is shore up the dam. Don't let this happen. This is already passed. We're not going back. Healthcare is going to dominate, mark my words, this entire year. We were not done with healthcare once it was passed. It's going to once again dominate a big chunk of the conversation. We're going to be in Washington next week. We're going to talk with people about healthcare, what healthcare provides, what the new law does, all that sort of stuff, and those for it and those against it, looking at all angles. Is there something we're missing? Is there a way to just pull certain things out of it? What's missing here? What completely works? And it's going to be mixed. I have a feeling it's going to be a real mixed bag. And healthcare in other parts of the world, which often we hear compared to, is free. But I say to the people that are not from the United States, and I know some of you hit me up through email and chats and everything else, do you think your health care coverage is good? We've heard from many Canadians who say, oh, the health care is not good here. It might be so-called free, but it's not good. You go and you, if you have a certain kind of surgery, you got to wait for a bed and you could be getting worse or feeling sicker. And if they don't have the bed, they don't have the bed. You've got to call up and find out if there's beds. I've heard from people in England that the healthcare is, there's parts of it that's fine, but the problem is you have to buy an upgraded healthcare because then you get a private room and you get better treatment. So it's sort of like, okay, we have the bronze package, which everybody gets, or we can upgrade you to the silver or to the gold. So if you have money, you're going to get the best possible coverage you can imagine. And I have some people in Australia, our pal Jack Alexander, shooting me his thoughts saying it's a super joke. So how about that? Not good healthcare in Australia. And like I said, put Canada on the list for almost all the people that have called us. So comparing healthcare to other countries, I don't think is accurate unless you have the true knowledge on what the best healthcare is, which means it's the extras that they pay for. So again, if you have money, you get better coverage. Hang with us. Coming up next, we're going to stick in some birthdays at the end.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time for another edition of Odds and Ends, and we've got birthdays that we're going to stick in as part of Odds and Ends, too, by the way. Here's a big one. I know I've been talking about this a lot, but everybody wants to know. I can't tell you how many emails I get to America Tonight on the condition of Congresswoman Giffords. Everybody's concerned. She has taken some steps in the right direction. Her doctor can't say enough about where she is and how miraculous she is, and is she recognizing her husband? That was one of the questions earlier in the day. So the man who knows all of that, he's becoming renowned now since he's doing so many interviews and whatnot, is Dr. Michael LaMole. Here's what he had to say about her condition.
She's back at that same baseline where she was before we did this operation. It does imply that she is recognizing him, and that she's interacting perhaps in an old familiar way with him.
All right, how about that? Because they were talking about that she wanted to massage her husband's neck, and that's why they felt like she recognized him, and she had minor surgery to replace bone fragments, to take out bone fragments in an eye socket, and that's what he's talking about as far as being back at baseline. Well, I bet you Dr. LaMole never thought that every day he'd be giving these updates at these news conferences to say what was happening. How many lives in all kinds of different ways have been changed in Tucson as a result of that shooting over a week ago? Speaking of changing lives in a much different direction, but we talked about this so much and we've had guests on to talk about the pirates in Somalia. The pirates took 1,181 hostages in 2010 as the shipwreckings, or wreckings, well, it could have been shipwreckings, but ship hijackings really escalated. I know we had a countdown on this one. 53 boats, all but four of them off of the Somalia coast. Boy, you don't want to go through those waters, huh? And that's the highest they say they have ever seen. You know when they started to monitor the attacks? Back in 91. And that's a big number. The ransom, how much of that ransom was paid? The nationalities of the crew. Somalia's position on the Horn of Africa is, that's the thing, because people say, well, why? Why don't you just go around it? It's because of where they're located. So they, that coastline is where the ships go through. And there's been no government there since the early 90s. And even though you've got people patrolling the waters, it's still pretty tough to figure out a way to prevent those hijackings. I mean, forever and a day, we were making fun of the pirates, but, man, I'm telling you, the system of having to go in that direction, the ship lines, I would not want to go there. I said before, I thought what had to happen is you just arm the ships. That if you had the ships armed, or you just hired guards that all the way around the ship with machine guns, what were they going to do? Some of the attacks have been foiled. And there's things that are happening to sort of limit the pirates, but not enough, obviously. You're talking about so much water, so easy to get in there and get out. And that's why they can't control this. It does seem very odd, though, doesn't it? I mean, it's like I was thinking today, what do they do with the hijacked gigantic freighters they have? What do they do with them? And they're doing this by rushing up to the boats in speed boats, right? I am a pirate. I'm in my speed boat. I'm taking over your big giant vessel. Give it to me now. I think the surprising the crew is probably the big thing. Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Everywhere you turn, everybody's talking about Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Goldman Sachs has prohibited investors from participating in a private offering expected to raise about $1.5 billion for Facebook because they say media coverage might screw up the security guidelines. So they're restricting the fund to prospective shareholders in Asia and Europe since the news coverage could be inconsistent with the laws that would obviously be in place for private placements. They decided that that's the best thing that they could do. And they're right. It would be through the roof, the coverage, and they would be in trouble. What's interesting is this happened after Sachs, Goldman Sachs, and a Russian investor invested $500 million earlier in the month. Guess where the bank was set up? Offshore fund, which initially was going to be available to investors in the U.S. So anyway, the Wall Street Journal reported the decision to exclude U.S. clients from the private offering on Monday. They said about $7 billion in orders would have been received. $7 billion. And, of course, Mark Zuckerberg, all of 26, is in no hurry to take the company public. Partly because I think he doesn't want to have to be beholden to any shareholders, and he's calling the shots. Not that they wouldn't still put him in the position where he called the shots, but it's not the same thing when you have shareholders versus when you don't have people that you have to answer to. Let's put it that way. All right, Disneyland. You know, it's the happiest place on earth, Disneyland, Disney World. Hong Kong has a Disneyland theme park, but it's not going so well in Hong Kong. I thought it was strange when they decided to build one there because so many tourists come over here, and I I didn't think that there's a lot of people, but I didn't necessarily think that it would be just jammed like it is in the U.S. So they're not even turning a profit. It has narrowed a little bit, and they are getting more people visiting. The park is saying it lost 718 million Hong Kong dollars, which is the equivalent of over 92 million last year. The number of people that came to Disneyland Hong Kong is up a little bit. In fact, it rose 13%, so that's encouraging numbers. You know, they opened Hong Kong Disneyland in 2005. Hong Kong Disneyland. If you're going to put a Disneyland somewhere else, where would you put Disneyland? They're talking about, the next one is Shanghai. It's not going to happen for another 5 or 6 years, but they said that's where the next one will open. And they've actually got formal approval from the Economic Planning Agency. What do you think a Shanghai Disneyland park would look like? The one in Hong Kong is on 126 acres. Whew. All right, enough of this nonsense. We've got to bail on it, and we're going to head to birthdays. Ready for some birthdays?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, who's celebrating a birthday on this very day? Well, there's a few people that are celebrating birthdays, and I think you're going to recognize some of the names anyway. Here we are all the way to mid-January. Jonathan Davis, recognize that name, 40 years old. Korn, of course. How about Mark Messier? NHL, ringing any bells, Rangers, 50 years old. Kevin Costner, Dancing with the Wolves, Field of Dreams, 56 years old. And Daniel Webster, you know, politician, powerful speeches, dictionary. He would have been, how old? 229 years old if he were alive today. Wow. Let me throw in one more for you. Do you know Morgan York? I was talking about Disney. She's the do-gooder Sarah of Hannah, Montana. I know some of you recognize her. If you're celebrating a birthday, hats off. Blow out those candles and happy birthday to you from all of us here on America Tonight.
Is Sam Andy. Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
We've been talking about this now, it seems like, for well over a week. Well, it has been well over a week since the shootings in Tucson. Here on America Tonight, you know, loud and clear, certainly, how I feel about this blame it on the guns, 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 guns. It's always what seems to be rolled out in these cases, and yet they don't take a closer look at Jared Lee Loeffner and what was really happening in this 22-year-old kid's life. Joining us now here on ATN, it's a pleasure to welcome Robert Peters to the show. He is the president of Morality in Media. And, Robert, I've seen you talk about this a couple of times before, and I know that this gets stuck in your craw, too. Why is there this knee-jerk reaction to automatically say it's the guns and, man, we need to clamp down on the regulation? See, this is what happens.
I don't know what the explanation is, but from my own background, I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and I grew up in a small town in north central Illinois, and, you know, people hunted. As a kid, you could have walked into the hardware store and purchased a gun. There were no laws that prevented it. But in my 18 years of growing up in a small town and going to a high school, about 2,000 kids, it was a township high school. Never in 18 years did anybody take a gun in the towns where I grew up and kill somebody. So, you know, the bottom line for me is I kind of take a middle position with guns. I live in New York City, and I've lived here a long time, and unfortunately people misuse guns in the city and shoot other people all the time. So I say somehow we have to have intelligent regulation of guns. But to blame this whole you know, these endless mass murders. Well, you know, back not too many years ago, the school kids were shooting each other. And, you know, to say that somehow that the whole explanation for this and the solution is to get rid of guns, I just think that, you know, the explanation is deeper than availability of guns, because in the United States of America, guns have always been available, but it's only been quite recently when so many people use them to go out and shoot their, you know, the people they work with or their classmates or, mm-hmm. you know, random strangers in a shopping mall.
What do you think when you look at the media and how this all was portrayed and how it played out the last week, what did you pull out of that? What made you reel back besides the gun discussions?
Well, there were two things. You know, the other aspect, this particular mass murder involved an attempted assassination of a congresswoman and a Democratic congresswoman. So in addition to pointing a finger at guns, our nation's liberal media also pointed a finger at the quote-unquote, you know, incendiary or hateful political rhetoric on the right. But the other point I made is, you know, our focus at – we have two focuses at Morality and Media. One is fighting pornography. That's always been the number one issue. Second issue is the sex, the vulgarity, and violence in mainstream media. And, you know, it seems to me, you know, interestingly, you know, the liberal media is – you know, when it comes to regulation of media violence, let's say to protect children, the liberal media is always against that. And they often argue there's no evidence that kids are harmed by watching media violence. Well, I scratch my head and say, if it is true that unbalanced, unstable, vulnerable people can be influenced by incendiary political rhetoric, how can anybody in their right mind turn around and say that there is no negative influence from this endless glamorization of deadly violence in the entertainment media that these kids are growing up in?
Yeah, oh, I absolutely agree with you 100%. And it's the glamorization factor, I think, that is so frightening. I think the kids are drawn into that, and there's where I think you get into trouble with, I don't want to say glamorizing murder, but just the whole idea of what they're seeing.
There are a couple of influences that I think. One is simply the glamorization of gun violence. You know, I grew up, you know, kind of, you know, in a rough and tumble community, you know, and getting in fights in sports, played football in high school and college, and I watch media and I see, you know, whether it's a police officer or a mobster, whoever it is, you know, that, you know, in mainstream media, there's an empowerment that comes with possessing a gun. And, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, if you have a pistol in particular, that's a symbol of empowerment. And this is what we are raising kids with, you know, a symbol of empowerment. And of course, some kids hear it in the rap lyrics, and now they can play video games. The other thing, in terms of like a general influence of media violence, is that, you know, killing people, and of course, so often it used to be in the, you know, under the old standards of media, the media wasn't supposed to show somebody being killed. Oftentimes in the old films, you'd see the person holding the gun. You might see them shoot the gun, but you didn't see the bullet hitting the victim. Where
right.
So often in today's media, that's what you see. And over the years, you know, I've seen, you know, in crime reporting that, you know, that a police officer will mention, or the newspaper reporter will mention, that the person who committed what seemed to be largely a senseless murder said, I just wanted to see what it felt like to kill somebody. And then a third influence of the media violence, I think, on vulnerable individuals is vengeance killing. Again, you know, in the old days, under the old Hays Code that governed the Motion Picture Association, you were never supposed to show killing for vengeance, and certainly in a positive light. If you showed it, it was always bad. Well, today, some of the biggest stars in film will be heroes in films where they commit some form of vengeance killing, frequently unlawful. But, you know, when it gets into causation in a particular case, it's clearly difficult to say that, you know, the media violence caused this particular crime. But when you look at the overall, the different ways that media violence can and does impact people, you know, it seems to me that, you know, in 1960, you know, you look at the murder rate per capita and it's phenomenally low. And you look at the number of mass murders that took place, let's say in 1950 or 1960 per capita in comparison to what we have today. Mm-hmm. And it's like night and day. And question, is it really true that the explanation for all of this is the availability of guns? And I make the argument that that is not the underlying explanation for the increase in murders, mass murders in particular.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. If you had to take a stab at it, Jared Lee Loftner, you're following this. What do you think, what do you make of the 22-year-old guy who went in and went to assassinate the congresswoman?
Well, I tell you, you know, one thing that kept, you know, in reading the stories about him is he obviously had an interest in guns considerable long before he developed this insanity that came along. And again, it's possible that his father was a gun advocate, you know, or a big user of guns, that he liked to go out and shoot pistols in a range, and he took, you know, the young boy, and they went out, and he became quite a marksman when he was in high school.
Right.
But the other explanation for why he developed an infatuation with guns is because this is what he was exposed to in the media. And in his case early on, you know, he wasn't trying to kill people when he first started to, you know, use guns. But when something, you know, some wrong turn happened in his life, that's young infatuation of guns that, in my opinion, probably had a significant element with the media, turned deadly.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say, you know, that, again, you know, when you talk about causation, it's difficult. But the one thing that caught my attention with him is in high school, he had developed this, you know, somewhat out of the ordinary interest in guns. And my guess is that that interest grew from his exposure to some form of media.
Yeah, it could be. It'd be interesting to if some of that starts to spill out, because of course right now he's lawyered up, he's not saying anything. So I don't know if we'll ever get any of those details. But I would be curious as to what it was, what were his major influences, because there would have to be some. So we're certainly ruling out the whole political talk and all that. His friends have said that he'd never even listened to any radio or cable stations or any such thing. So all that whole blame game thing, I think, don't you, that we can pretty much erase that.
Well, you know, it may turn out that, you know, I follow these highly publicized mass murders. I'm always looking for clues. You know, typically you find this may be the, so far I have not seen any direct reference to some form of violent media that this young man had been exposed to. Typically, if you look in, especially the school shootings, almost invariably the kid was, you know, was into some form of violent media, whether it be videos or some particular motion picture, whatever it would be, rap lyrics in some cases. Now, that doesn't mean that that form of media caused the crime. But, you know, when you have a common phenomena, you know, it's wise to look for a common source. Now, the liberal media looks to the availability of guns, and in their minds, the whole explanation for all these mass murders, and particularly these senseless mass murders, is the availability of guns. But again, I like many Americans, grew up in a day and age when guns were available to everyone and people hunted with them. And, you know, I know I used to get in more than my share of fights when I was growing up. But I think I'm honest in saying that I don't think it ever crossed my mind to go home and get one of my dad's guns and shoot somebody. It didn't even cross my mind, because nobody had ever put that thought into my mind. The violence in the media that I grew up in, which was considerable, was World War II, cowboy and Indians, cops and robbers, where it was clear that the cops were the good guys and the robbers were the bad guys. You didn't grow up. One thing I have to say, when I grew up, you didn't grow up wanting to be Al Capone, you know, the great notorious bootlegger gangster.
Sure.
You grew up wanting to be Elliot Ness, the FBI agent who put him behind bars, because that is the way the media portrayed violence. If you wanted to be violent, you could become a cop or join the military. But you didn't get a gun and go out and want to shoot your neighbors to see how it felt to kill somebody.
Yeah, well said. What a note to end on. Robert, thank you so much. Morality in media, an interesting discussion. And hopefully we'll talk to you down the road, and maybe we'll be talking about a few other things then. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bowl. Can you believe it? And by the way, we'll have a nail the score for the Super Bowl. Remember, all you have to do is, once we announce the game of the week, which will be the team that's already set, so now you get a chance to do a little prep, you tell us who you think is going to win the Super Bowl and what you think the final score will be. And I know a lot of people are going to be going to parties, and a lot of people want to do their own party. I've run into about 4 or 5 people who say, this year I'm actually going to do it at my place. So we thought it'd be fun to have Ashley Kleinert back with us. She's an event planner extraordinaire. In any event, is her company. Of course, we've talked to her in the past here on America Tonight. Ashley, thanks so much for coming back on ATN.
Oh, thank you so much, Kate, for having me.
You know, the Super Bowl is the second biggest day for eating in the United States.
Yes.
I know, just thinking about it. And I'm thinking in my head those seven-layer dips and chips. And it is a chip and dip kind of thing, isn't it?
It sure is. That is exactly right, because it's football. And, you know, being in Dallas right now, it's all about the Super Bowl. That's all we're hearing about. And there are plenty of people that have tickets, but there's a lot of people that don't have tickets, and they are going to be having their own parties at home. And if people are stressing out about it, and the point is it's football. So we kind of go by that motto, KISS, KISS, keep it simple, sweetheart. Don't overthink it. It's not a bridal shower. It's a football party.
I like that, KISS, keep it simple, sweetheart. That's good. Uh-huh. I'm stealing that. Okay, so when you go to plan, is it still good to know, have a head count? Because it could be disastrous, right? If you think you're going to have maybe even just 35 people, then all of a sudden 80 show up. That'd be pretty tough.
That would be tough. That would be really bad. So definitely, it's kind of like every other party. You want to plan ahead. And you pointed out exactly something I was going to say, too, about it being next to Thanksgiving, the highest food consumption day of the year. So you don't want your guests slipping off into your bathroom, call them Pizza Hut for a pizza delivery. You need to feed them because they're going to come hungry. And that's different than just a regular gathering of friends in your home. But it lasts a long time. It's a long game. There's lots of downtime, lots of chatting and talking and lots of eating and drinking, too. So depending on what you're serving. So people do expect to be fed more than just the dip and the Chex Mix and the M&Ms.
So what would you serve if you were doing this? And this is, you're probably great at this. You've got to be a terrific host because you know all the ins and outs.
Oh.
But what would you, I like how I can hear you cringing in there. What would you do? Would you lay some sort of a menu out, still do finger foods? Or what would you do if you were planning?
Yeah, absolutely, Kate, because, again, it's football, so you just want to make it simple. What we're going to do, we are having a party, and we're going to do different stations, if you will. We're going to have a mashed potato station, which is really easy. You can even, you know, hope my guests aren't listening to this, but you can even do instant mashed potatoes. But have a big pot of mashed potatoes and then all the fixings. So people come and fill up a bowl and put bacon and sour cream and cheese and all kinds of interesting things you can think of on top of the mashed potatoes. We're also going to have a chili bar, have a big pot of chili on the stove and Fritos and cheese and onions and all that kind of stuff again, and you kind of just make your own chili bowl and, you know, keep it warm and keep it going so people can come and go in the kitchen as they are hungry. And we're going to have a lot of food up front the first half, and then second half, bring out some desserts and some, you know, just keep feeding them. Bring out the sweet stuff then.
Right. So a good idea. You broke it down for us actually using the game analogy. First half, give them the main course. Give them whatever
right.
it is, the food stations, if
right.
it's pizza, if it's
right.
hamburgers or whatever, and then go to the dessert. Just jump to the dessert.
Right.
What would, and it's kosher. It's okay. You're not supposed to serve lobster. I mean, the whole idea here is
right.
you do what you're doing. Nobody's expecting that.
No, they're not. And you can, if you don't want to do it, you can do it when your guests are there. If you don't want to, if you have a bunch of people coming, you can pre-grill hot dogs and pre-grill burgers and then just keep them warm in the oven. It's so easy and to serve ballpark food. People, like you said, they're not expecting lobster. This is the time to really just have fun and keep it simple.
Yeah. Do you think parties, the way they're going now, last time you and I talked, we were talking about holiday parties and the fact mm-hmm. that there is a way to do it on a budget. Do you think the same thing for the Super Bowl?
Yep, absolutely. And one time, the one thing that really gets people in trouble is the planning. If you don't plan ahead and you start panicking at the last minute, I don't have enough food or I didn't think about this, it's those last minute runs to the store and you tend to overbuy or you buy things that, you know, you could have made at home or could have had someone bring. So just plan ahead and think about what you want. Again, it doesn't have to be fancy, but just think about it.
And we talked about this at the very beginning. The idea of having a head count is pretty important. So is it
right.
send out an
right.
invitation or get on a phone tree or what would you say? What would you do?
Right. We really like these e-vites and you know, phone calls and e-vites mm-hmm. make it real easy and easy to keep track of who's coming. And if they have kids, you might want to have a little kids section of your house. Sometimes you may want to invite a family over or families, plural. And so we're going to have a little room in our house with kid-sized tables and chairs, and they're going to decorate cookies and the frosting colors of the teams that are going to be playing, and we're going to have pin the football on the football player, take off of pin the tail on the donkey on a wall, and little footballs they can throw through a hula hoop and kind of make it fun for them as well. And that's just another thing you can do that's not expensive at all, but it makes it a memory for them. You can play.
Yeah, that's a great idea. What about going from the kids, what about the liquor thing? How do you decide on what kind of liquor to have? I mean, you could have a keg of beer, you could have different kinds of beer, or how do you decide that, Ash? I've always wondered about that anyway, because some people just like a little wine, some people like a Bloody Mary. What do you do?
I know. You know, we try to sometimes just having wine only. I think, oh, people aren't going to drink beer, and they do. So we really do recommend if you're going to serve alcohol, have a mixture. Again, it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be fancy. But there's some stores that sell, even your grocery stores sell wines with really funny names. And there's some that are geared towards football that are kind of just fun to have out. I don't know how they taste, but they look good. They look fun.
Right.
And then I'd offer some beer. Just keep it in a big tub with ice. Keep it iced down. And then soft drinks and water. It's easy again. But I would offer both.
All right, so I'll offer both. Another big thing at Super Bowl parties, as I'm sure you've been to some, you know, they do the squares where people just kick in a couple of dollars, and that's always big. Whether I lived in California or Dallas or Philadelphia or wherever, every place I ever went to, everybody did that. So will you be doing that, and do you think that's a good thing to do?
Yes, we would do. And it's so easy because you don't have to know much about football to participate. You know, you get a square with a number on it, and then depends on the score, which you have no control of if you win. And you can have the winning number at the end of the quarter or the end of the game, however you want to do it. But that good old football office pool or party office pool is a great thing to do. Another idea that we have are people that maybe aren't as into the game might have fun playing some of these other games. One idea is to divide the guests. I'm sorry. If people walk into your party, we're going to have a bowl with the football team's star players' numbers written down on pieces of paper. Mm-hmm. And so they'll pick the piece of paper. They'll have a player to cheer on, and they have to cheer for them the entire game. And if that player fumbles or does something bad, we have, like, little gag gifts to give them. Or if the player scores and does anything great, we have a different prize for them. And that way it just kind of adds some more interaction. We're also going to have a commercial contest before the game. We're going to have everyone write down how many commercials will have random things featured in them, like, babies, monkeys, bikini-clad ladies, cars, beer, retired football players, and then assign a person to keep a tally throughout the game and, again, kind of award a little prize to the person who guesses closest to that number in all the categories.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea. Right now I know the light bulbs are going off and people are going to steal that idea. That's a great idea. So after Super Bowl, then now we have no parties. What's the biggest party after this Super Bowl? What do you think is the next thing people start to plan?
I think it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, you're kidding. That's right around the corner.
I know. There's always a party to be had.
There's always a party. You sound like an event planner.
You think?
All right, so next it's Valentine's Day, but you get a little bit of a break in between. February 6th, Super Bowl should be a lot of fun. Ashley, you gave us some terrific ideas. I especially love the idea of the star football players and the commercials. I think that's pretty cool. A lot, although the person keeping track of it, I hope you're paying them.
I know. Bribe
them. That's no fun.
They get a big gift card.
Exactly. That's no fun. Ashley Kleiner, thanks so much. In any event, we appreciate the tips. I'm sure everybody listening to us here across America enjoyed them as well. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Have a great night.
You too.